So you've already had combine and practices. Have you split up into teams here locally?
Yeah, we have two teams. Jimmy Cabral and Brandon Consober are coaching on one side of the house. And it's myself and Matt Powell coaching on our team. And our team we're calling the Southeast Tsunami,
okay,
which will probably carry for representing our team moving forward in the next coming years. And then the other team is the Muskeg Marauders.
Okay.
That we'll be playing on Saturday. Yeah.
Is it similar to football rules, 100-yard fields, 11-on-11, or is it something different?
Oh, it's different. So we're doing flag, of course. So okay. Flag rules are different. Usually it's 7-on-7, but we're going 5-on-5. Just strictly due to the numbers we have because this is our first year. And we have modified some of the rules, so there won't be a kickoff. We'll just take the ball from the 15-yard line. Things like that.
Okay. And flag football, no tackling, contact, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so kids aren't wearing pads or helmets or anything like that.
Not at all. Yeah. Okay. We don't want any of that.
Yeah. I know this is actually a high school sport in some of the bigger towns in Alaska. I know, like Anchorage has high school flag football. Is that something in mind long term for feeding into a possible high school program? Or?
Possibly. If the school wanted to discuss something, I'd be open to it. I did run a league in Southern California, so I have done this before, so I felt like it would be pretty easy for me to repeat. My only challenge, of course, was I wasn't on a remote island at the time, so that's a pretty big challenge. But other than that, that would be the only hurdle that I had to overcome. And so far, so good. Things are moving along nice. As I said, you could go to the State Attorney General's website, and you can see that we're incorporated, so that'll help with sponsorship and funding for the future for travel for all the teams. And what we're trying to establish here is actually a league for all of Southeast Alaska, not just our team. And we are going to have a team here, and of course I'm going to help coach, or I'll do whatever I can to make sure our team's successful. But my focus is the league. So when I do get league sponsorship, that'll go towards travel for other teams and gear for them or whatever they need as well. I will try to get some local sponsorship for our team separate from the league, but definitely my focus is the league, and I want to grow it and make it something fun for all the kids, especially on islands that don't have football like ours. Wrangell, they don't have football. Ketchikan does, and that's who I've been talking to. There's a guy over there, he's the president of football operations, his name's Carlos. I've been in close contact with him, so next year's looking real good, but this year we're going to have a lot of fun too.
What's it been like coaching kids in the first year? Most kids, I assume, see football on TV, but haven't played it that much here in Petersburg.
Yeah, throwing a football is much different than throwing any other ball, and they found that out the other day. But they're sponges, and they're just absorbing everything, and they're looking real good already. And coaching here for me is much different than coaching where I was in Oceanside, California, and the aspect that the parents seem to just drop their kids off and let them do what they're going to do, and let the coaches coach and whatever happens at practice. And it was kind of cool to see, like, they had faith in the coaches are going to take care of the kids and teach them what they're supposed to teach them, and the kids were going to learn, and they trust their kids to behave and listen to the coaches. And it was just amazing, because down south they don't do that.
No.
Well, for one, by the time you drop your kid off somewhere, and if you wanted to leave to go home, and by the time you get there, it'd be time to come back to go pick them up again. So distance is always an issue, and traffic and all the other things involved. So they tend to do stay there, but then they tend to try to micromanage your practices, and turns out not to be so much fun after a few years, and you get burnt out pretty fast.
Anything else about the startup of this league?
No, pretty much I would just ask that people come and support the kids and watch them, and they're having fun. It's so cool. Put them on a break during the combine, actually. I put them on a break so they could get some water and refresh and, talk amongst themselves a little bit, and then bring them back. So I blew my whistle for them to come back, and I heard one of the kids yell, "Oh, yeah, football again." And they ran back towards me, and they wanted to play again. And then at the end of the combine, I talked to the kids in a group, of course. We broke, and they were free to go home, but they didn't want to go home. They wanted to stay there and throw a football around some more. It was pretty awesome.
All right.
Yeah, they're taking to it, and they're doing a good job, and it's fun. I'm having fun, and the kids are having fun, and it's just a nice positive thing to have here, and one more thing for the kids to learn and do.